Running 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
On the Dew Line, Craig Hoyle hailed good news for the people of a certain age. Okay, and children too. There is going to be a new series of Thunderbirds produced for UK channel ITV. Gary Anderson's tales from Tracy Island are to be given a new generation CGI spin. I could be opening a real can of worms here, but my aircraft choice would certainly be Thunderbird 2. It will be interesting to see whether the new program is true to its groundbreaking design for a strategic transport, he writes. On the airline business blog, Graham Dunn detected some unlikely language used during Ryanair's latest results briefing. Such events are usually dominated by a mix of steady profit, news, and a generous scattering of colorful jibes at rivals and regulators alike, wrote Dunn. But this time, two words took an unusually high profile. Customer service. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Iran has revealed what it claims is a new stealth fighter called the Qaher 313. The advanced aircraft, with an advanced appearance, has a very small radar cross-section and is capable of operating and flying in low altitude, Iranian Defense Minister Brigadier General Ahmed Vahidi told the official Fars news agency. Vahidi claims that the aircraft was constructed using high-tech materials and incorporates advanced electronic systems. Additionally, the Qaher 313 can be armed with ingeniously designed weapons, Vahidi says. He also claims that the aircraft is capable of taking off from and landing on short runways. The aircraft was designed and built by Iran's Aviation Industries Organization, which is part of the nation's defense ministry. The designers claim that the new jet is an entirely homegrown project. Israeli experts say the indigenous fighter jet Iran presented on February 2nd is nothing more than a very sleek plastic model. Still images and video footage released by Iranian state media reveal the Qaher 313 as having design features, including distinctive faceted edges and angles, resembling those on U.S. stealth aircraft such as Lockheed Martin's F-22 and F-35. The new type also has large but seemingly fixed canards behind its cockpit and short wings. However, Israeli sources note that the aircraft's canopy appears to be constructed of basic plastic, and its engine air intakes are unusually small. The whole impression is of some plastic parts pasted to an old flying platform, one says. One Israeli expert says the Qaher 313 is also too small to be a capable fighter. The only parts that look real are the cockpit and the ejection seat, but that is easy to show. Video footage showing the Iranian design airborne could easily be a radio-controlled model aircraft, the source claims. Poor quality footage posted on the internet provides no sense of scale for the platform being flown and also fails to show its takeoff or landing. Japanese safety investigators have released new data showing signs of thermal runaway and a short circuit in the main battery failure on an all-Nippon Airways Boeing 787 in January. The findings, released in a 12-slide presentation, appear similar to the evidence released last week by the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, which also reported evidence of a short circuit and thermal runaway that led to a fire on a parked Japan Airlines 787 in Boston earlier the same month. But there also appear to be certain differences in the heat damage caused in the two incidents. Whereas the most damage on the JAL Auxiliary Power Unit battery was located in the fifth of eight cells, the ANA battery showed the most extensive thermal damage in the third and sixth cells, including a hole in the side of the sixth cell and a meltdown of the anode, or the positive electrode, in the third cell, according to the briefing by Japan Transport Safety Board. Investigations into the cause of battery failures in Boeing 787s do not appear to have yielded any results, say two customers, increasing the possibility of a prolonged grounding of the aircraft. Japan Airlines, which has six 787s, and upcoming operator Qantas, says they are in regular contact with the airframer over the technical issues that have grounded the aircraft globally. But JAL Chairman Masuro Onishi and Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce both say the root cause of the battery failures has not been found. This is despite the comprehensive and detailed investigations by the NTSB, the JTSB, and Boeing into the battery failures on board a JAL 787 and an all-Nippon Airways 787 in January. This means that there is still no clear idea of when the grounding, which has lasted more than 2 weeks, will end. American Airlines has increased its order for Boeing 777-300ERs to 20, says Chairman and Chief Executive Tom Horton. The Fort Worth-based One World Alliance member previously disclosed an order for 15 of the type, split between 13 firm orders and two options. "We had a little secret," Horton tells Flight Global on board America's inaugural 777-300ER flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Sao Paulo on January 31st. "It was not clear whether the additional five aircraft are options or firm orders. Boeing's online orders and deliveries page still lists firm orders by American Airlines for 13 777-300ERs. The database does not include a listing for options or commitments."